Hi, this is Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller for Sweet Feathery Jesus.
And welcome to the Sweet Feathery Jesus podcast. This is episode 16. I'm your host, Belasco. And we have a guest to kick off this roundtable discussion, the Sav from SweetFeatheryJesus.com, who originally recommended the movie Battle Los Angeles to us that we skewered on the last roundtable episode. Well, we invited him to come on and defend his point with myself and Booze from the UK and Dr. P.
I'm going to go in order of the least offender to the worst offender. I'm the judge, jury, and executioner in my little rant in the Saviverse. So the first person is Belasco. You didn't really say a whole lot about it, but you did very sarcastically call me out by saying how Transformers. I love how you oversimplified Transformers being an alien invasion movie. They're aliens. Well, no shit. And they're from another planet. But see, here's the problem. That's true, but that's not why they came to Earth. They came to Earth to find the small spark.
That was the plot.
The plot was they got to find this Allspark, and the Autobots, the Decepticons were fighting each other. And yes, if the bad guys would have gotten it, sure, they would have taken over the Earth. But that wasn't that was for another movie. So that argument's kind of like out the window.
I'm not sure about that.
Intent is 90% of the film.
Intent of them trying to find the Allspark.
It's because of their intent that you say it's not an alien invasion movie.
Well, yeah, because they weren't coming to invade the Earth. They basically, if you remember, they mentioned that he would have taken over the planet had he found it. But he crash landed in the beginning. He crash landed on the planet, and then he lost the Allspark, and he got frozen. And then the grandpa found him, and the thing got burned into his glasses. So it's not like he came to Earth thinking, oh, I'm going to take over this motherfucker. You know, nothing to do with invasion.
It's sort of like the difference between murder and just homicide, you know?
Or manslaughter.
There is a big difference between murder and manslaughter. That people still might go to prison for it, but you could recklessly.
Intent. You're undermining me, supporting you.
Okay, well, I'm just saying you could relate to this scenario. You're drunk driving. You're driving recklessly.
You go to jail for it.
But that doesn't mean you intentionally, you know, wanted to kill them. But anyway, no. Okay, so next, Dr. P.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't even know why you're even bothering discussing movies, period, especially after saying V it being better than Battle LA. V isn't even a movie. It was like a TV show, and it did suck worse. Independence Day sucked worse.
Barely.
And I almost thought you were going to say that Signs was a better alien invasion movie than Battle LA. And then, all I know is I could hear that, like, even Booze and Belasco didn't agree with you on that one. They were just like, oh, shit, he's going to completely ruin this bit.
But that movie stunk, dude. That was a rotten movie.
Battle LA?
Yeah. Yes.
No, well, not as rotten as Signs or Battlefield Earth.
Dude, you recommended it as a movie we should catch. You saw it twice. I mean, obviously like it, defend it. Don't say
I only saw it once.
No, you said in the thread you saw it a second time. You went once.
I did?
Yeah, don't change the story now.
No, I honestly don't remember. But anyway, the bottom line is
I saw it twice in the theater, dude. You're a big fan.
Well, all I know is you watched the Twilight series backwards, and you didn't even know the fuck that you did it. So you did all these drugs when you were younger, and you're like Jim from Taxi, and you probably didn't even watch Battle LA. You probably watched reruns of like Family Matters, and you just thought you were watching Battle LA.
I would have liked that more. But I did actually watch Battle LA.
I don't know. I think your assignment tonight should be you should go watch reruns of Home Improvement and then come back and let us know how Lord of the Rings was.
But, dude, Battle LA stunk.
No, see, the movie wasn't perfect.
I defend my position on that. That movie was horrible.
I don't know. I mean, come on. I'm watching this movie, and I'm thinking this is so much better than Battlefield Earth or Independence Day.
Yeah, it's better than that. Fuck it. No one said it was better than that.
Yeah. I mean, you're really struggling to argue that certain movies are worse. That's not a way to really...
I think everyone agrees that Independence Day was worse.
I'm not struggling anything. I'm just telling you that that you actually said those movies were better, and they sucked. They were way worse.
Mm.
They were marginally worse at worst.
I don't know.
I'll be honest, dude. I really hated Battle LA.
Well, I'll be honest. I actually saw the movie in a big screen. I didn't pirate it and watch it on my 4-inch iPhone. Okay, and I went to that.
How dare you accuse?
I didn't go in under false pretenses either. I just went and watched the movie and expecting it to be just like aliens just fucking up mankind, and that's all I went in there with it, and that's exactly what was delivered. So I liked it for that. I'm not like Booze where I was wanting some Oscar winning performance from Natalie Portman, and you know, and then getting shit.
Yeah, but that's kind of how it was. You know, when they first leaked out what the film was about, it did sound like it was going to be like a Black Hawk Down with aliens in it, which would have been great. But no, it weren't.
I didn't hear any reviews like that. I just heard aliens are invading the Earth, and I'm like, shit, yeah.
I bet if you asked the makers of that film now, they would describe it as, oh, yeah, man, it's like Black Hawk Down, but with aliens.
Yeah, if they said that, I would have been disappointed for sure. I would have. If that was the pretense that I went to see the movie on, I'd be pissed. But
or
I thought it
if
was
you saw any
movie.
Of the film. Or heard any of the lines, be pissed.
I watched it under the pretense I want to see if it's as bad as Booze and Blasco do, and really not expecting it to be very good, and I was disappointed.
Let me get to Booze now. So Booze is saying if you spoke any lines, you'd be pissed. Well, all I know is, okay, so our big debate between me and you is War of the Worlds, the new one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're sitting here picking through Battle LA with a fine-tooth comb, finding all these problems with it, and you're completely overlooking War of the Worlds. And I'm not talking about the story by H.G. Wells, the original movie, whatever. I'm talking about this movie, the one with Tom Cruise and his emo kid son. Okay? Yeah. So with the bad attitude. And so tell me this. You know that scene toward the end where the military, the aliens are on the other side of the hill and they're just fucking everything up and there's this big hill and they're getting ready in their trucks and their Humvees and their tanks and they're getting ready to go fight the aliens and they're going to do a full-on military assault and the emo kid's son's like, Dad, I've got to do this. I've got to go. I've got to see this even though I don't have any survival skills or any military training. I have to put my life in danger and go over this hill with the military guys. Then they all go over, and then the aliens fuck them up. But here's what I thought was funny, and I'm just really surprised that you actually buy this, is somehow they fuck up all the military vehicles, and then for some reason they pick them up and turn them around, set them on fire, and push them back up over the hill. Why? How is that realistic?
Well,
they're driving one way, and then they just pick them up and push them back the other way. I mean...
I'll have to rewatch that.
Then just the whole them riding the lightning bolt thing, that was dumb. But then the other thing that all
Yeah, but that is from the original novel, though. Come on.
Well, it's still just weird. Anyway.
It was written at the turn of the century, so it's probably going to be a little weird.
Yeah, you got
They can retweak its story. They do that all the time, though, where they retweak a story. They don't have Superman fighting Nazis anymore. I mean,
They should.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, the other big problem I had with that movie was just you guys were all three of you were criticizing the stereotype of Battle LA, how he's the best military. And, well, the same thing happened with with War of the Worlds, the divorced dad is estranged from his children, and it takes a traumatic event to bring them together. Well, yeah, Dad, now that the world is destroyed, I guess we're buds now, huh? Well, you're right, son.
That's Spielberg, though. You know he does that in every single film that he makes. Well,
yeah, see, I don't know. How do you
still
know about...
Still a better film than Battle L.A., though. I mean, you know. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was just weird. I just thought it was weird how, like, you could pick apart those movies but then give other movies a pass.
I don't remember this burning vehicles coming back up the hill. I must have still had tears in my eyes from the kid. that little scene.
I mean, that whole scene with, don't get me wrong, this was a good scene. I mean, I personally don't think War of the Worlds is bad. The argument that I'm making is I'm just surprised you can give things like that a pass. But I actually liked War of the Worlds, but the scene with like Tim Robbins where he's all like, you think he's going to end up like molesting Dakota Fanning.
Yeah. Can you blame him?
That would have been a good movie.
Exactly. Like that whole scene was weird, but at the same time, that really actually made the movie kind of good. And just other stuff like the whole, like, what was the point of the mom? Like, what was her whole point in the movie? They didn't even need her.
No, just like Twilight.
Yeah. But, you know, so I don't know. That's pretty much all I had to say. If you guys still think it's a bad movie, fine, whatever. I don't pirate movies and watch them on my 4-inch iPhones. I watch them in the big screen, and it's a whole different feel. So
how dare you accuse us?
Yeah, you got fucking kids running around and people on their cell phones and people talking to each other, going, you know, who's this bloke? I don't remember him. You know, that's the difference when you go and watch a film at the cinema. You have to put up with all that bullshit as well as listening to lines like, you're going to have to be my brave little Marine.
I don't blame you, man. Oh, you know what? I can't defend that line. I cannot defend that line. But all I know is I just thought it was really cool. Like it kind of had this like Cloverfield feel to it, you know, and they just came down and just started like fucking everything up. You know, it was sweet. I loved it. And I stand by that. But yeah, there was some questionable, like as soon as Michelle Rodriguez, like as soon as her character popped up, I'm like thinking, oh no, oh no. But she wasn't even nearly as annoying as she, and that's, so maybe I'm just like thinking of other movies, you know, I'm thinking of how annoying she was in all the other movies she's been in. She wasn't that annoying in this movie. So that was kind of nice.
They're going to have to put that on the poster.
Michelle Rodriguez, she's not that annoying.
Yeah, so, you know.
I love how I get, you know, you go in order of magnitude, and I come last, even though Belasco basically just slagged you off for that whole podcast.
Oh, I do want to say one more thing. How in the world is District 9 an alien invasion movie, Booze? Like, they're aliens and they came to Earth, but then they did nothing for 20 years. They came to Earth and they got jobs as tube drivers.
No such genre as alien invasion genre, though. It's either
an alien movie.
I mean, alien invasion's getting so specific. That's what I found amusing about them.
That was what was so amusing about it.
To be fair, though, Sav, you're right. We, you know, the word invasion, that's the problem, yeah. You know, it's just an alien visitation or an alien, I don't know, refugee movie or whatever.
Sure. If we just say aliens, then yeah, all those movies come into the mix.
Even Alien is not a huge genre of movies. I mean, there aren't hundreds of movies made about aliens. It's not like action, adventure, or drama or something.
Have you ever heard of the term sub-genre? I mean,
sure, like alien, but alien invasion? That's pushing.
Alien invasion would be like a subgenre because
subgenre.
It's not like there's two alien invasion movies out there. There's at least a dozen I can think of off the top of my head.
That's not
when
a lot.
You said subgenre.
That's just off the top of my head.
Hunt for Red October.
I mean, have you guys ever seen that movie Life Force from like 1985?
Yeah, it should have been called Space Vampires.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I still don't know how I feel about that movie. I mean,
I think the original book was called Space Vampires.
It was a horrible movie, but at the same time, the concept was really, really cool. You know, yeah,
great pair of tits in that movie.
Oh yeah? Yes.
Who's titties?
The actress in Life Force is not English, she's French. And I apologize.
Matilda May?
Yes.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Yeah.
She looks good. What is this, a recent picture?
She got hairy armpits?
The recent picture is not nearly as good as the Life Force picture.
Wow. All right, I'm going to have to check this film out.
Yeah.
They should do a remake of that because it's a bad movie, but at the same time, it's kind of cool. The concept's cool.
Yeah.
I'm asking an important question. Does she shave her armpits?
I believe she does in Life Force. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a scene where she shaves her armpits.
Well, her armpits are shaved in Life Force. She's I'll French, put it so that way.
Likelihood that they wouldn't be.
That's an odd scene. That would be talked about, wouldn't it? Hey, do you remember the armpit shaving scene from Life Force?
She was turning her back on her country. She shaved her armpits.
Selling out.
That's my favorite underarm shaving scene.
Yeah.
By a French.
Oscar category.
Yeah.
Out there with best rape scene.
Have you guys... Okay, so another
rape scenes. I mean, you think about that.
What's that?
Anyway, let's move along.
Hey,
in Death Wish, they had a sweet... Right, or was it two?
The first Death Wish has rape scene.
Yeah, he was just like doing her anal, well, man.
Whole,
it was awesome.
That whole gang dies.
I spit on your grave above any of those that you're talking about. The original, yeah. I spit on your grave.
Oh, that's been a long time since I've seen it, but I'm trying to remember that one.
Do you know the chick? I don't know.
Do you remember the guy laughing while the girl's getting raped?
Do you know that girl was the chick from Star Trek Next Generation?
Nope.
What chick?
The counselor Troy or whatever, the British chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But she's because it's a Michael Winner film, so I'm guessing it was filmed over here.
How do you know all this shit?
Michael Winner's a fucking terrible director. That's what I know that, and he's made loads and loads of films. But yeah, she's had her tits out in pretty much everything she made before Star Trek.
Nice.
Counselor Troy.
That's awesome.
She ain't pretty no more.
Oh, no. No, she's not. Well,
if you're talking about armpit shaving, she's a Greek lady, so there'd be arm shaving.
Yeah.
There's elbow shaving. What are you talking about?
Hey, do you remember the elbow shaving scene from Star Trek Next Generation?
Who could ever forget it? You hear me okay now?
Yeah, that's better.
I think so. Yeah, it's better. It could probably use a little more of a gain boost, but I think that
works. How do you gain boost? Oh, I'll be happy to do it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it involves a fleshlight and warm water.
Okay.
Just get right up close to it and shout a bit more.
Okay, I got a very weird question since I brought it up. Has anybody actually seen like a fleshlight? I'm not going to ask you if you used one. Has anybody ever gone to like a sex toy store and seen one?
The guy that invented it is from Austin, and I've seen it.
He's on the Joe Rogan podcast a lot, or has been. I've never seen one in person.
Not in person.
It's funny. I was having a conversation with a dude with Kung Fu Jesus about that because we both listened to Joe Rogan. It's sponsored by the Fleshlight, and he just talks about it like it's nothing. Yeah, beat off this thing, you know.
It's a pussy at the end of a tube.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it, but I'd never I'd throw it away. I would never watch the thing. The thought of that would just be... I couldn't... And male sex toys just seems weird. Every girl I've ever dated has had a vibrator, and I don't care.
Yeah, it's very weird, isn't it?
To me, it's like I really want to. I just want to see what it's like out of morbid curiosity, but I just think it's kind of weird at the same time.
You're fucking and a piece of plastic. I mean, it's definitely strange. But chicks,
I know a guy that has one, and he's like, "Oh, dude, it is like the real thing. You gotta try it." I'm like, dude,
on the Joe Rogan board, all those dudes are just saying, "Fuck yeah, dude." It's, I mean, if you're gonna beat off, you're retarded not to get one.
Well, you know what you should do? You should ask the geezer who's got one. You should say, "Hey, mate, can I borrow it?" And then you'll see if he's a real friend.
Kevin Smith speaks very highly of it as well.
Because you would think that, you know, because blokes are very open about masturbating, whereas women, you know, some women aren't. And you would think that the blokes would be like every stag party, they'd be, "Here, mate, I've got you." You know, the groom-to-be would be getting five or six of them.
Sure, yeah. You're getting married, you're going to need a fleshlight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, that don't happen. But yeah, on a hen party, it's vibrator galore, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like lesbians versus gay men.
Lesbians. Now, that's a film I'd like to see. Lesbians
are accepted. I'm putting my money on the lesbians.
Lesbians are accepted. Gay men, you know, to think about two gay men kissing, that bothers me.
Chicks
can kiss on TV all day.
not
natural.
Hot chicks can, not the bull dykes.
Nah, nobody wants to see that, though. But you don't want to see ugly people kiss if they're straight. I mean,
I could handle an ugly dude and an ugly chick kissing because I'm like, okay, they're at the bottom of the food chain. You know, I get that.
You've pretty much just described what's on British TV all the time. Yeah.
Chicks kissing?
An ugly dude and an ugly chick kissing.
If you want to have, if you want your entire world, you want to question your entire worldview and wonder why we're even in existence and why God hasn't destroyed us all, look up Buck Angel.
What's Buck Angel?
Just check it out.
Okay.
I'll just throw that out there. You will question reality after you see that.
Fuck this, I ain't waiting. I'm talking to Google now.
What the hell? The man with the... Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Oh, no. I'm already scared, and I haven't even seen any video yet.
The man with a pussy. Is that a...
That would be...
Upcoming James Bond film.
I typed in Buck Realty, and that's a place in Missouri where you can buy real estate. I'm glad that I typed it in wrong.
Wow.
The pussy who will put you in your own home.
That guy, so he basically, he just does himself, huh?
Oh, he is biologically a woman.
I'm not looking.
A man with a pussy.
You know, it does sound
a woman.
It does sound like a 007 film.
How I found out about this was Howard Stern. You know, he has that sex toy in his studio, the Sibian.
Yeah,
which is basically just, you know, this. It's basically a saddle with a gigantic lawnmower motor on it and a dildo attached to it. Buck Angel came in and they had Buck Angel ride the Sibian on the Howard Stern show. And nice. They all were commenting on how this is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. You just see this, what looks like a biker dude.
Jesus, I don't even like hearing about it.
It looks like a biker dude. I mean, you know, you're just
what's his problem. I mean,
a biker dude with a vagina. Sitting on a dildo, and you're just like, oh my god, what the fuck,
dude? So that's kind of like those Jap bikes with the dildo in the seat, right?
Uh-huh. Wait, you're gonna have to explain this one.
Well, dude, Honda.
It's a bicycle, and every time you pedal, there's a shaft that goes up and down. So when your right foot pedals down, the shaft goes up, right? And it shows video of these little Jap chicks riding on it and getting, you know, basically screwing the dildo. And like this one chick, she climaxed and she all like crashed on her bike.
It does sound like a health and safety nightmare, that.
Oh, so it's not a stationary bike? They're actually riding around
getting
fucked? You can
actually ride around in it, and you wear special shorts, so that way it's discreet, so you can't see, like, people can't
see.
So
they're riding around getting fucked with a dildo.
Wait, yeah. Wow. South Park has already done this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're riding around. This chick was riding around in a park. It was, like, the most fucked up.
That's bizarre.
That's like that joke about the two nuns. They're riding their bikes, and one says to the other, "I've never come this way before."
Yeah.
And the other one says, "Yeah, me neither. It must be the cobblestones."
Yeah. I love that joke.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
So I'm going to have to clear my internet history with
yes, you will.
This.
Yes, Buck Angel will make you question reality. It's an amazing, strange thing.
I love how they got him wearing a cowboy hat, smoking a cigar. It's like, mate, he might be protesting a little bit too much there. And then in the next picture is him being fucked by another bald dude.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. I'm glad I misheard you. You said Buck Angel, and I heard you say reality, and I was typing in Buck Reality. And
no, it's...
And the next thing you know, he's on some Mississippi... so what did you say? You're on some, like, Mississippi real estate page? Like that matters anymore.
Missouri, dude. We got some nasty-ass storms from that thing here. I can only... I was just thinking about the people in the heart of it.
Oh, well.
Shit. Some pretty good videos come out of all that.
Yeah.
Michael Bay was sitting there watching it going, fuck, where was this when I needed it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that guy. Yeah. You know he'll do, you know, too. He'll be having, like, a tornado movie summer of 2014.
Well,
starring,
you know,
Buck Angel.
And John Cusack.
John Cusack.
All right, I'll see it.
And Bill Paxton. We were passed along a piece of audio that showed that Mr. Phil Hendry was not having a very good week last week.
Politics. Are you there, Rance?
Elected representatives should respond.
I'm trying to find out what you're hearing. I don't know what you're hearing.
I'm listening to a tape of the show.
Should lead, and not just, I just got a note that we're on to a best of due to lack of dump. In the show
tonight. I didn't have a great week myself. I mean... You know,
or nor did I.
We all have our ups and downs.
For those that aren't regulars, Sweet Feathery Jesus was originally set up as a fan site for talk radio show host Phil Hendry, who does a show where he basically has an outrageous guest on with outrageous opinions, and people call in to yell at the guest, not realizing that the outrageous guest is actually the host of the show talking into a phone. Now, the show used to be great. Now it's not. And... technical problems and whatnot are apparently driving him batty.
You better tell him, or so help me fucking Christ, we're on to engineer number 3. I want to talk to somebody right now.
Curtain guy, how you doing? I'm telling him.
I was instructed to go to tape.
Why? Boy, I'll tell you what.
I ran out of dump.
Get on the talk back, John.
I'm
John...
instructed to run out of dump. I go to tape.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talk about Phil Hendry quite a lot, and it might be a little bit, you know, niche for people who have never heard him, but this is a radio host having a meltdown.
Yes.
So that is kind of universal. Everyone loves to hear stuff like that.
It's my understanding that he was dumping stuff that was not supposed to go on the air.
Which is what? Which is what?
I believe what was deemed speaking against TRN.
You motherfuckers.
I think he handled it pretty well, considering everything. You know? Feel sorry for him, and I actually feel quite sorry for Rance this one. Because can you imagine having to put up with that every single night?
I'm instructed to go to Best Of whenever there's disparaging remarks about the network.
And when did I mention TRN? When did I mention TRN? Or affiliates?
And yeah, I ran out of dump.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm run out of dump, I'm instructed to go to Best Of.
I'm with you on feeling bad for Rance. I'm enjoying the schadenfreude with Hendry, though.
Well, yeah, there is a bit of that. But can you imagine being a... how long has Hendry been doing radio now? 40 years?
He's been doing probably the kind of show he's doing now for at least 20. And I know he was in there before that.
Yeah, let's call it 30 years, you know, on radio. This is probably... He says, you know, I can't believe it. I've never seen anything like this in my life. He probably hasn't, because this is so shoddy.
You know. God. Hey, what the fuck is that slapback I'm hearing?
The whole setup. It's amazing. Every single night he has to have a fight to get all the levels right. You know, you got the sound bed is too loud, or the caller's too quiet, or whatever, or he's getting, you know, he's slapped back in his headphones all the time.
Oh, God. And he's just losing his mind.
You know what, though? All that's his own damn fault. He had, well, actually, that's not true, because didn't something come out, like, didn't the true story about why he retired come out, like they were going to let him go anyway or something like that?
Yeah, that was
rumored, yeah. That.
These people, man, they got more, never in my life. Takes me 3.5-4 years to get shit fixed around here, man. But I'll tell you one thing, baby. Man, they are on top of it when it comes to their fucking goddamn rep. Boom! Never seen anything like it before in my life. In my fucking life, man. Fuck me. Last fucking year. This has been a fucking year now, man. April. Fucking, I'll never forget. I got a goddamn notice that we're going to sign you to another 3 years. I could have fucking cried. I was so depressed. And look at this shit. This is what I bought. This is what they're giving me. This is the fucking world I've been handed. Aren't I happy? Aren't I lucky? 3 more fucking years of this shit?
Okay, but if that wasn't the case, then it is all his own damn fault. Because he had a good... He had the good setup then. And he had a good show going then, too. And if he did
teachers
piss it all
wasn't
away,
that good.
I'm not... Hey, teachers... Teachers was probably the best sitcom in the primetime lineup family sitcom genre. Okay?
Yeah.
That involved teachers.
They're going to bring it back. Now the Paul Reiser show's off the air.
Oh,
they're
God. Going back
to teachers.
At least teachers that's made so, it for 6 episodes.
I know. Yeah, that is amazing.
That show even actually... Oh, wow. I didn't even think it was going on yet. That's how bad it must have been.
Cancelled after 2 episodes.
That's horrible. Wow.
But didn't they give him, like, you know, just a few, what was it, 10 weeks, something like that, to get going, 20 weeks?
Well, it was a mid-season replacement.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it? Anyone seen it?
No, I didn't
know it was. I just heard about it.
Yeah, I couldn't drum up any interest in it at all.
Well, he wasn't it was very like a... engaging on Opie and Anthony either. I mean, that was one of the... more
that was uncomfortable.
Well, and it wasn't even like they were giving him a hard time or anything. It was just, well,
it was just a weird situation.
Wait a minute. Yeah. They usually call people out for not being engaging. What did they cut him slack because he's Paul Reiser?
Not really, because Anthony was gone and Jay Moore was definitely making things uncomfortable for Paul Reiser. I mean, that I felt like that was going on, but I don't know. He just wasn't. He didn't handle himself well.
Nah, he's been out of comedy for a while. I mean, he's got TV money from his old show. He doesn't really need this.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Well, and what is Jay Moore a regular on O&A now?
Jay Moore's a longtime friend of O&A.
Okay, because I know because he
every
has
radio show.
Because he was on Jim Rome's show a lot too. So I'm just wondering
if he's on Kevin and
like
Bean
a,
all the time. I mean,
he's so he's basically a celebrity talk radio junkie.
Yes, yeah,
an actor.
Yeah,
and a comedian
in the loosest sense of a term.
Hey, he was in Jerry Maguire.
He was in.
Well, he was also in that movie with Jennifer Aniston that was horrible.
What was that?
That's a little vague, isn't it?
It was, really. It was. I think it was called Picture Perfect. It came out like right around the time that she really, you know, right after a couple years after Friends really, you know, started being the big show.
Anything that wasn't Office Space.
It was the worst movie because You know, I'm thinking, oh, Jay Moore and Jennifer Aniston, you know, she's hot. I'm thinking this is going to be – it was just some really horrible romantic comedy that I could bear. I got maybe halfway through, and then I was like, I pulled the chute, and I'm out.
It was probably – the worst movie in the romantic comedy starring Jennifer Aniston genre.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Definitely.
You know who's worse than her, though, when it comes to those rom-coms, is that Kate Hudson. How many of these fucking films is she going to make?
Christ.
And she's not even likable or endearing. She's just a big slut.
How could I get made?
Sandra Bullock, she's pretty up there, too, with all the...
I've never liked her. I've never thought she could act her way out of a wet paper bag. Never cared for Sandra Bullock.
I think it depends on the role for her.
I don't. I think
Did you see that Blindside? That was awful, wasn't it?
I saw that, but I saw that at the Alamo Drafthouse here in Austin when they were doing a Master Pancake Theater, which is basically just a live Mystery Science Theater 3000. And that was it was hysterical. It was perfect for that.
That's one of those, like, she really did want an Oscar for that one. You knew.
Yeah.
Going in, everyone wanted an Oscar for that film.
Hey, it's Harmony, man.
Yeah.
Give me a statue.
She's pretty terrible. I mean, I've hated her in everything. She's Keanu Reeves bad. I mean,
come
I thought it was perfect that they were both in Speed.
Yeah. Well, and I just remember.
My favorite actors.
Like, the only thing that I liked about her character in Demolition Man with Stallone was that she just deserved to be fucked.
Now, that was a bad film.
Everything's bad she's in.
Yeah.
Think about it. Really try to defend her. Go.
Is there a worse device in film history?
Bullock? No,
than the three shells.
The
three shells?
The three shells.
You'll have to explain.
Yeah,
Stallone, because, you know, they unthawed him, he never could figure out the bathroom habits because apparently after you take a dump, there's these three shells.
That's right. Oh, that's right. The shells. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the three shells. And for the entire movie, he can't figure out how the three shells work.
I don't think anybody could.
No, nobody could. And they never... explained it.
Yeah, so that
they just teased you with it through the whole movie.
So it made you really it served no purpose. It wasn't even comical.
There's no more toilet paper in the future. You've got these three shells.
Mm.
Yeah. So then he has to go up and cuss into the cuss monitor machine to get his paper to wipe his ass. I mean, it was just really, really bad.
I bet you any money that Dr. P is thinking exactly the same thing as me now. Which is fucking hell. I bet we're going to have to watch this film.
It crossed my mind.
For a movie club podcast.
Oh, God.
See, that, I honestly, like, if a bunch of the other people from the site picked that show, I would be disappointed because, yes, it's a horrible movie, but there's so many more horrible movies than that. Really? I mean, come on.
True.
LA.
There's a lot more horrible films than good ones. I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That was around about the same time as he did Judge Dredd. I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was. He did Judge Dredd a couple years later, which made Independence Day look like freaking Iron Man. Or not, it made Demolition Man look like Iron Man. I mean, that movie was just the worst. I am the law!
Yeah.
Retard.
It was awful because it's the best example of getting a star and then having to kowtow to everything. In the comic, because I was a big fan of that comic growing up, in the comic, he never takes the helmet off. You know, and there's this, and Rob Schneider's not in it.
Yeah, that was a big bonus right there. He's like the male Sandra Bullock. I mean, is there a movie that he's done that's been good except for like his bit part in Waterboy?
Oh, come on, mate. No, nothing he's done has been good. Nothing.
No, the bit part that he had in Waterboy was a good movie. I know you're a movie snob, but come on.
I don't know. The Hot Chick may be the best film in the switch bodies with someone of the opposite sex genre.
I won't argue with you there.
The best thing about Rob Schneider was, did anyone hear him when he was on Corolla? because, you know, you think, you know, this geezer, he gets, you know, his whole career has been, you know, basically just cameo parts in Adam Sandler films.
Right.
But he takes himself very, very seriously.
Oh, Jesus.
He was a major blowhard, which just made it, you know, that was fantastic.
He did that one movie where he, like, dumped, like, half his fortune. The animal movie, the one where he was, like, a half animal.
Oh, God.
Or whatever.
Wasn't it called The Animal?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. All I know is it was a horrible movie, and he basically, like, it was such a bad movie. I mean, he dumped – nobody wanted to invest in him, so he had to use his own personal fortune to fund the movie, and he barely got his money back off of it.
And it's probably the best guy is pretending to be an animal movie, the entire guy pretending to be an animal genre.
I was hoping thank you, because if I would have understood the premise, I was waiting for that line.
We totally got off of the Hendry point.
Who the fuck do these people think they are? Motherfucking cocksuckers. Every fucking suit ought to go off a fucking cliff in a bus. Motherfuckers, they're not broadcasters. They're fucking blood-sucking bitches. That's all they are. You're not fucking radio people at all. Just blood-sucking motherfuckers. You spend one fucking minute behind a microphone if you even knew what this shit is. I fucking dread this shit every night, man. Dread it.
2 minutes.
That's how fucked up it is. I can't stand walking into this fucking studio anymore. I used to enjoy my fucking job.
I would definitely
What else is there to say? What else is there to say about him? I mean, he's lost his marbles. There's nothing more to say, right?
I really do feel sorry for him. That's the thing. I think he did handle it pretty well. I mean, he had a couple of outbursts, but most of the time for that, he was just trying to get hold of that engineer who sounded like a Phil Hendry character, didn't he?
Bud Dickman. He was totally Bud Dickman.
The problem with Hendry, though, is it's not about – like if – see, Booze, I understand where you're coming from. You're saying that he had a right to
the way he handled it.
He was frustrated. Like that's perfectly understandable. But it's how he chooses to actually handle this situation that makes him come off like just such an asshole. Like he doesn't know how to – he doesn't have any people skills. I mean, or he's lost them or something.
Fuck you, man.
He thought at one point that he was the shit.
You can imagine. So he's got his studio in his house, you know. Rance is in Seattle.
Right.
And then you've got, I don't know where everything goes through for TRN. That's where you've got the engineer who sounds like the Hendry character.
Which is based in San Fran, right? Or something. Right, so, okay. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah, so he's doing it, removed two times from the actual action.
Well, and why did he even, I mean, there must have been something that was appealing about that. Because to me, from what little I know about the radio business, you got to have, like, your people with you in the studio to run a good show.
If you'll remember on the old show, he constantly complained about traffic on the 405 and the 10.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably the major advantage for him.
When he wasn't filming it and sticking it up on his website.
Yeah.
It's a nice.
Here you go. I've been promising you actual radio show content, but instead, here's my drive to work.
Oh, that was horrible.
Thanks for your $6.95.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's obviously the thing. He only has to roll out of his bed and into his, kitchen or wherever he's got the studio set up to do the show. But then
he probably just rolls over and pivots. It's all right there.
One day he's just gonna go to sleep and he's gonna slump over and turn on the webcam and we're just gonna watch him as he's there.
That would be more entertaining than when he was doing those commentaries for, John Madden. The Madden.
Man, I remember
2007.
You know, back when. Oh, I remember back in the day when we all.
Do you remember that, guys?
Yes.
The John Madden bits he was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would play. For those that have no idea, after he was off the air, occasionally to keep people I guess it was to keep people subscribed to his website. He would say, you know, hey, I'm going to do original content and this and that. Well, his original content turned out to be a play-by-play of him playing Madden.
We're not making that up.
No,
I know.
We're not.
It sounds crazy, but it's true.
Yeah. He also did, back when we all loved him, or actually it was before that, I think it was like 2000, you know, I think it was before Sweet Feathery. He did that Rose Bowl podcast, it was like 2 hours long. I'm sorry. I know Western Bacon just thought it was the best thing in the world.
All it was really dirty.
That was always the best thing about the old show when he was on, you know, KFI, is that he had to do it within the confines of you know, with the FCC getting, doing what they were doing. So it made it funnier.
I thought Howard Stern was much better on terrestrial radio having to tiptoe. I mean, I felt it was so much better.
It was. The problem is you can't even tiptoe now on terrestrial radio.
Oh, I know. It's gotten ridiculous, but I mean,
stuff that they could tiptoe around on terrestrial radio has changed a lot.
Right. But I mean, the Howard Stern show was at its best then, not on satellite now.
Oh yeah. Terrestrial radio has just gotten pathetic. And, you know, satellite's gotten bad, too. I mean, Opie and Anthony complain about it all the time, but they can't even do stuff that they should be allowed to do on satellite radio anymore.
Now, why do you think that is? Just the same reason? Just somebody
it's lawyers.
Exact.
In each case, it's lawyers worried about liability and lawsuits and everything else.
Have there been any cases, though, of people actually getting major fines?
Or the Hold Your Wee for a Wee was, like, probably one of the big catalysts, in addition to the Janet Jackson Super Bowl thing. Mm. But that woman that died because she was doing that radio contest.
Yeah, the last man standing thing where you got to,
you have to hold your pee.
Right?
Yeah, you have to hold your pee.
Drinking. She had to keep drinking water, too, right?
Yep.
So,
did she win the Wii?
No, she came in second, so she didn't even win the Wii.
That's harsh. It's like a double. That's like a double whammy. Do you guys ever remember, speaking of like old radio, do you ever remember those stupid gimmicks they did? You have a Barbie doll, right? And you go up to somebody and you try to trade it for something slightly more valuable, and then you try to trade that for something slightly more valuable, and you're supposed to work your way up to like a Porsche. You know
what
I'm talking about?
So,
a guy actually did that, though.
Yeah, they used to do that on the local radio here all the time, and it like at first it was really cool, and then all of a sudden, you know, everybody wanted to do it, and then boom, it's just like ended. It was like it disappeared.
I don't see
like
how it worked to begin with. I wouldn't trade someone something more valuable than what they have.
It's easy when you're starting off with small things to trade up, but like things get more valuable.
That's the thing. If you had a nice blender, say a $100 blender, I'm just not going to trade you something for it. I don't need it. I mean, unless, even if I needed a blender, I'd be like, no, I'll buy one. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't get it's strange to me that many people participate.
Yeah, yeah, we're definitely not making this up. I mean, obviously, we both told you stories.
Yeah, just look up One Red Paperclip online, and there's the guy. But I can't find the details of all of his trades. It looks like he's taken those off the internet so that he could sell the book.
That
I would have stopped when I got to the fleshlight.
Yeah. Used it once, throw it away, the game's over.
Yeah.
and exactly, once you get the fleshlight, how are you going to be able to trade up from that, especially if it's been used?
Well,
still
you
got the tag on it.
Yeah. You call the adult whatever novelty store, and you're like, got a question for you. Do you take trade-ins?
Somebody has a fetish. Somebody out there has the fetish for a used fleshlight.
Dude, that's fucking
disgusting.
You
have to do is put it online.
I hope you're wrong. That's weird.
You know, I seriously would consider getting one of those if they didn't cost like 80 fucking bucks, man.
They do. They're expensive.
I don't know.
Well, you can
I might just get
one
just to report on it on the podcast.
I just want to, out of morbid curiosity. I mean, dude, I'll make no secret about it. I beat off.
No.
You brought the tone down now.
Jeez.
There we were, all highfalutin and shit. Which brings me on to the royal wedding.
Yeah.
So did you guys watch it? Sav, I know you had the day off.
Oh, yeah, we all watched it. We were all sitting there at the edge of our seats. Fuck yeah.
That's how I go to the toilet.
Coverage started at 4 a.m. here in America, in the Eastern time zone, at least. Even earlier on the West Coast.
Yeah. Yep, I was up at 1 a.m.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Man. And I was there through the whole thing. Loved the dress. Loved the decor.
Did you really watch some of it?
No, I didn't. Are you crazy?
Did any of you see it in real time? No.
She's really hot in this kind of pure and wholesome way. She's really, really hot.
But you know what I really liked was her sister's ass in that dress. Yeah. Her sister was wearing fantastic.
You know what? Like, she is very nice looking. Definitely better than Diana, I would say. But does she, like, she's not even 30 yet.
That's like blasphemy, booze. You know that? If another, if one of your countrymen.
In his country, yes.
Slit your throat. It slit your throat.
I could not stand Diana. That is the most passive aggressive woman that's ever.
So
lived.
You're the guy who put the ET on her grave.
Do you believe that she was murdered?
No, I don't believe she was murdered. I believe she was a fucking horrible cow.
Well, they established that she was not murdered in the William and Kate Lifetime movie.
There we go. Tell me you didn't watch it.
I did watch it.
I heard that.
I'm telling
that, like,
you,
70%.
I take this podcast seriously.
But I didn't get around to watching that. Jesus Christ.
I do my fucking research, and it was as bad as you could have imagined.
See, the thing is, I was going to watch it, but then I realized I don't really know enough about the story, you know, the way they met or anything like that.
I had nothing about them.
No, so then I would have taken it all at face value, so it weren't worth it.
Wait, are you talking about William and Kate or Charles and Diana?
William and Kate.
Yeah, there's a Lifetime movie, and you missed it.
I can't believe you watched it. Jesus.
I did. I watched that. I watched the whole thing. And
that's better than lots of people. That's why I like Spectres.
It was so fucking cheesy. You're just sitting there going, this is complete and utter bullshit.
I think they had less time to make that than Paul Reiser.
You know, Blasco just pulled a Pete Townsend. I mean, he totally watches this thing and goes, oh, no, I do my research.
Yeah, I do my...
You know what drove me nuts? I mean, because I didn't watch it. I just watched kind of like the side, you know, because it's on like 15 channels, right? So, you know, they'll have interviews with somebody and just all the parallels that they're drawing between her and Diana. Oh. It's like, Jesus Christ, why don't you just predict that she's going to end up dying in a car crash 10 years from now, too?
It's funny you should say that, because everyone they interviewed was saying, yeah, she's going to be the next Diana, with not a hint of irony at all. And you think, you know, do you really know what you're saying there? The papers this week have obviously been going mental with this stuff.
I'll bet.
And in the London Evening Standard the other day, there was they were talking to people who own shops along the route, you know? Now, they were going to do great business out of it. And they interviewed this woman who works in an ice cream parlor on the route. And she said, oh, it's going to be mental. You know, when Diana died, I was here for 3 days and nights serving ice cream. It was brilliant.
You do know that I've heard that 50% of your countrymen believe that she was murdered, believe that there's a conspiracy.
No, that's bollocks. That's bollocks.
Yeah, well,
like ONA or something, but
there is
a high number.
You know, does believe that, Dr. P. Mohammed Al-Fayed, the man who commissioned the Michael Jackson statue.
Yeah, but do you know that he kind of recanted that for the sake of her children? He decided to back off of that?
I think he recanted it for the sake of him getting a British passport, which still...
Well, I mean, whatever the reasons, he kind of backed down a little bit because of the fact that it would have just caused more pain for the children than anything else. At least that's the story.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you've seen that fella, right? I don't think anything logical ever goes through his mind.
It is a lot of the reason why there is that conspiracy that she got murdered is because her and Philip
weren't pregnant with
really the best of friends,
baby.
Correct? Her and Prince Philip, I mean...
Yeah, he's not best of friends with anyone.
Philip yeah. rules.
He's the best. He's the one who
I
goes...
I love Philip.
Every time he meets a Chinese fellow, he will talk about their slanty eyes or...
Yeah.
He will talk about Indian electricians and he don't give a fuck.
Philip is the Queen's husband and he has committed so many awesome faux pas. It is fantastic. He's probably, if I had to pick a favorite royal, it would be him. Just because he's so good.
He's actually Greek himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he can do what he wants.
I'll give you a few examples of some of the stuff he said that's gotten him in trouble.
Yeah,
he was commenting on the eating habits of the Chinese to the World Wildlife Fund in 1986. He said, "If it has got four legs and it's not a chair, if it has two wings and it flies but is not an airplane, and if it swims and is not a submarine, the Cantonese will eat it."
Well, that's
yes.
There's nothing wrong about that. I mean,
then he also said to a bunch of feathery. That's what I say. He also said to a bunch of British students during a royal visit to China, some students studying there. He said, "If you stay here much longer, you'll be all slitty eyed."
Yeah, that's it. Slitty eyed.
Oh God, and. I think one of my favorites here is when he described his daughter, Prince Anne. He said, "If it doesn't fart or eat hay, she isn't interested."
Yeah. Yes, have you seen her?
I need to make a real life version of my Chiniopoly. I bet he'll pay me big bucks for that.
Heck yeah!
Have you seen Princess Anne's daughter? By the way,
now
she is hot. She is hot, and we've got this. This thing the BBC do is Sports Personality of the Year, right? Which is a bit of an oxymoron because most sports people don't have personalities.
At all, no.
No, and she won it a few years ago. It was a very bad year for British sport, that one. Because she, I don't know, she does a bit of horse riding and they gave it to her. But yeah, she's a good-looking lady.
Wow.
Didn't see her today, but I did see Princess Eugenie. Did you see her?
Eugenie, is that the Queen's sister?
No, she's Andrew and Fergie's daughter.
Ah, okay.
And she's the one who doesn't look like an exact amalgam of Andrew and Fergie, which is weird. You know that one, Beatrice?
I think I do, actually.
Eugenie's the younger daughter, and it's okay, I've checked, she's 21.
Okay.
She's got a big old pair of tits on her. She was looking pretty good.
I was surprised to see how bald the two sons are, William and Harry.
No, Harry's not that bald.
He's thinning up there, though. He's thinning up there. And then William, he's 20. How old is he? 29, 30?
29, yeah.
I mean, well, Jesus.
Well, you know, Harry... speculation is that Harry is not actually Charles's son.
Yeah, if you look at that, what's his name?
James Hewitt?
James Hewitt, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can definitely see that.
Definitely. Yeah, see, I was wondering that too, because when I was watching the still, you know, when they were putting up the stills of them next to each other, they don't really look that much alike, but William sure looks like Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that one.
I mean, thank goodness the dude... I mean, thank goodness he doesn't have Prince Charles' ears, because then he'd just be a goofy-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
But
it must be tough if you're William, because you can't turn up at the Abbey with your head shaved and a baseball cap on. You know? It's just the way that most of us try and get away with it.
What's up?
Yeah, he had a hat on, but you have to take that off when you go in the Abbey. So,
right.
And then they had that massive. Did you see the overhead shot right up in the ceiling?
Oh yeah, right at the crown of his head.
Yeah, I mean it was like, yeah, they must have stuck some makeup on that.
Yeah, they had to, because otherwise it would have been like when they cheese something up and somebody smiles and there's that little gleam that goes ding. It would have been just like that.
Well, you know, like I'm pretty much in favor of getting rid of the royal family.
No.
Yeah, I can't see what purpose they serve at all.
Yeah, but they.
I must say, I think I might have changed my mind today. It's such a beautiful occasion.
It was a beautiful occasion.
Well, yeah, it gave you an excuse to have another day off. Of course, you're all for that shit.
That is true.
So everything shut down for a wedding?
Nah,
no. Okay.
It was a what we call a bank holiday, a public holiday.
Okay, so yeah, like retail places and stuff would still be open. And...
Yeah, everything's still open, like they always are.
Even the tubes?
Definitely the tube, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah.
It's, Monday is May Day, which is also a public holiday. So we had Easter last weekend, you got Good Friday, and you had the Monday off as well, and now we've got the same. So it's two long weekends in a row.
Nice.
Oh, you gosh. Know? I got to tell you, you know, I always make fun of you, Booze, for getting all this time off, you know, and all these holidays and stuff like that. But in all honesty, I only do that to bust your balls. We don't get anything off here. Well, we do, but it sucks. I mean, I know they do these comparisons, like the, you know, they always talk about how, like, the Chinese and the Japanese work so much harder than us Americans. But when you actually break it down, we work more than any other nation. And,
except the French.
Well, really?
Yeah, right.
No, the French maybe work like what, 7 months out of the year?
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to Paris one August. It was empty.
When you break it down for a full year, we work more than any other nation.
Yeah, you do. But the thing I love about you, Sav, yeah, it does suck, but you will defend it to the hilt. That's what I love. I mean, you are the typical American working man, and yet you all slag off unions.
We're exploited by business owners, and we're proud of it, damn it.
Well, you got to understand, I work for a union. You don't know that, do you? I work for a union, and they don't do shit. So, yes, I
slag exactly.
Them
get
off.
A better one. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm in a union, which is, you know, it's a pretty strong union. But it does make me laugh every time that we threaten to go on strike. There will be letters in the London Evening Standard going, you know, I can't believe this lot. You know, they're threatening to go on a strike again. They should count themselves lucky. I've had to agree to take, you know, a £5,000 pay cut and work 10 hours more a week. As if, you know, you should have a strong union. If you had a strong union, you wouldn't have to do that.
Normally that would be it for the Sweet Feathery Jesus podcast, but as it turns out, while we were recording, we had a call, and it was from an old Sweet Feathery Jesus member by the name of Larry. Now, those of you that don't know Larry, he's also known as Blind Lawrence because he is, in fact, blind, and he was the original wonk at Sweet Feathery Jesus because of his wonky eye and just absolute weirdness. He called in and showed off a bit of his Rain Man-like memory and bragged about his maintaining his... Well, you'll hear about it. Don't listen to me. Listen to Larry as he comes on and tells us what's been going on in his life and proves that he's still nothing but a big old blind retard. Guys, I have to interrupt. Blind Lawrence is
calling.
Yeah,
me too.
Wow, get him in.
Hell yeah.
Get him in? Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey. There's Larry.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, not much, man.
Hey, Lawrence, so you got your show going live now at the moment?
No, actually, no. We have we wrapped up a little while ago. It's the LRWS. It's a little thing that me, Saint Jimmy, and another guy do. We just sit around and talk
the
about
other
the news. The other guy. The other guy.
Shout out, Josh.
No, unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, no, I can't find that guy.
He ought to be easy to find. He's not going to hide very well.
He's the guy staggering around a fast food restaurant.
That's how I had a Burger King.
McDonald's.
Was McDonald's.
Yeah, but the other guy we do it with is a guy named, he used to be on SFJ. I think we don't know Where's the Ice or something. He didn't post all that much.
Yeah, you know, I remember it.
So you got a little SFJ alumni podcast going. That's kind of cool.
Wow. Bill, did we ever find out where the ice was? That's what I want.
I don't think so. But I think it's kind of interesting that you're poaching members from the site in order to do your own show.
Yeah.
Next week it's Cow and TCC Boss.
Where's TCC Boss?
Special guest, Lester Bacon.
In the camera studio with TCC Boss.
Where's TCC Boss?
In the camera studio.
This old camera studio.
I've infamous TCC Boss and guys like that. You know, I have a theory about some of the old people like Western Estates. I got to think that Western Estates, I'm pretty sure. No, I'm just theorizing here. I think it may have lost him, man. I think it may have died on us. What do you think?
I think he was,
I think,
gay.
A massive bender.
Yeah.
What's up? He was kind of gay. And...
Not kinda. He was a homo. He was full gay.
He would always talk about hanging
full
out.
Full fuck angel.
Yeah.
He had a touch of gay in him.
Yeah. If he was lucky.
Oh. Yo.
He likes to dress up like King Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And he would be on a diet and eating Carl's Jr. every time he would post. So.
Damn.
No, I don't think he died. He left the site probably a hair disgruntled.
I don't think he died, but I hope he died.
Wow.
What I want to know is, Larry, when did you become 87 years old? Always wanting to know who's died.
I'm not 87. Where you get that at? I'm just filling up my birth year. My birth year is 87.
Christ,
very good year.
So, what's been cracking lately, Larry? Are you still doing the Bubba Show and all that shit?
Yeah, I am. But I've since moved on from writing the show recaps. Now I'm a contributor to what's known as the Daily Debriefing Show. It's very much like Howard Stern's wrap up show. But this particular thing, you know, it features a lot of the ancillary guys, and we just sit around and we talk about the show, and, you know, I've talked to a couple callers, and I have a lot of fun there. It's only an hour, but it goes by really quick.
Oh,
can I ask you this,
awesome.
Lawrence? Have you managed to shag any of those women he has on?
Nope.
Wait for your dad to die to
I'm
do
telling
that.
You. I'm telling you, you're doing the right thing.
No, we have this conversation every time.
You're doing the right thing, Lawrence. I'm telling you.
Lawrence, get up there, man.
It really feels good.
Lawrence, you're doing the right thing, man. Wait it out.
No,
longer you wait it out, the more valuable it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, you have been watching too much Twilight.
My mom's into that Twilight series, by the way. Oh, my God, she loves that thing.
Me too.
Oh, man. And if you ever get a chance to check out this, there's a series on the internet. It's called it's a group of guys. It's a little series known as The Key of Awesome. And basically, they what they do is they rag on pop culture. Like,
that sounds riveting.
It's
original.
Yes,
pretty funny.
Rag on pop culture. They talk about their own lives too.
Do you ever listen to the Big Free podcast?
The Big Free podcast. I've never heard of those guys. What are they doing?
You got to indulge yourself in that.
It's really good. It's my favorite podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really great. And you might want to put Windy City Heat in your queue, but then again, you may not.
It's a bit visual.
Basically, Lawrence, it's this guy named Perry Caravello who isn't quite right in the head, and two guys who have fucked with him for 20 years, and they were friends with Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel made it big, so he filmed an elaborate prank involving this Perry character and led this guy to think he was starring in a movie, and meanwhile they're just filming him and fucking with him throughout the whole movie. It's really, really good.
That's familiar.
So that sounds like fun. And what else?
And now they do a podcast called the Big Three Podcast. The movie's called Windy City Heat. But
I'll have to check those out.
You'll enjoy that.
Hey, Lawrence, have you ever listened to the Sweet for Every Jesus podcast?
I've checked it out. You know, you guys are good.
Anything other than the one you were on?
Yeah.
I like the...
I'm serious.
Yeah. I liked the third episode. I like the one where
anything that we've done that you weren't on.
Just name it. I liked the one you guys did I like the one that you guys did with Rob Revere when you guys were talking about shitting yourselves and stuff like that. That was pretty good.
Okay. That's the worst one we've ever done.
Yeah, probably.
Come on. But I was interested. I liked your interview with. I liked when it was right around the time when all the Mel Gibson tapes were coming out, and Velasquez says, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining us is Phil Hendry." And Phil, I'm sure you heard an interview with Olive Garden Cowboy, right? No.
Hey, Belasco, you know that Queen thing you were going to do?
Hold on a second. I had Coke come through my nose. Hold on.
Those Mel Gibson
things. Larry. Hey, Larry. God.
I'll be right back. Go ahead.
Have you seen any good movies lately? Or watched any or heard any good movies lately? have you heard Battle L.A.?
No.
Have you ever seen Stevie Wonder's Wife?
No, neither has he.
I just want to know if you ever see Battle L.A. I need to know what you. If you ever watch, hear it, I need to know your impressions of it. It's important.
Okay.
So,
have you seen that film?
Staff really liked the movie, and the three of us really did not. So we're having.
Well, thanks for screwing. Thanks for screwing up everything, Dr. P.
Oh my God. Okay.
I was just explaining the premise to our friend.
No.
I've since gone back and I've added and I've changed some stuff in that long ass leper colony thing that I wrote years ago. I've updated a little bit.
Of, we were talking about St. Jimmy's novel recently.
Yeah, the diaper and
one with Kenshin and Grodzki.
Yeah,
and they're hugging each other.
St. Jay and
I think it needs brothers. More hugging.
Oh, yeah. It was Ryan. Was it the younger
Ryan.
Brother named?
Yeah, Ryan and Kenshin. Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan and Kenshin.
Tell him we want some resolution and just to finish that novel out.
Yeah, because we got Charleston Heston who's going to do the audiobook.
Can you get Dick Clark to do it? Can you get Dick Clark and Kurt Douglas and Muhammad Ali?
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, that's just cruel, Larry.
Oh, come on. That's a good one.
That's just cruel.
Yeah, let's not be mean-spirited.
This is taking a downturn.
This is my favorite podcast ever.
Oh, God.
Hey, Larry, did you hear the latest Phil Hendry meltdown?
No, I haven't.
No? You haven't kept up with the Hendry universe?
You got to head on over to the site, man.
Oh, man, what happened
There's a link to it. Oh, he completely melted down.
Oh, gosh, about what? About what this time?
Audio quality, technical difficulties, yeah.
Mm. Bubble would not take that shit.
No. No,
I don't know anybody would, man. You know, a technical error is not fun, you know?
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah, sure, because nothing's as fun like a technical snafu.
Wow. That's always more. Now, we... I actually have a little project for you if you could help me out.
Okay.
Larry, I need to know. I need you to search through that that card catalog brain of yours and let me know the dates that Phil Hendry mentions Sweet Feathery Jesus.
Oh, man, that's a bunch. Let's see.
I don't mean now.
Right.
You can probably do it now, though. Don't stop him.
It's going to make for a difficult podcast.
Let him throw a couple out. What the hell?
Yeah, because it's going to kill him. He'll explode.
Yeah, let him throw a couple out.
Okay, let's see. I know he talked about it March 14, 2006. I think he was talking about, he was talking about the chat that we were on. Let's see. June 23rd, 2006. He talked about it June 13th. Of 06, November 22nd, 2005, I think.
Holy fuck.
Mentioned
Jesus
it.
Christ.
That was the first mention?
Yep, that's one of the first mentions. Okay. It was really short.
Hey, Larry. Yeah. So what is the extent of your recall? I mean, like, do you also remember, like, everybody's birth dates and stuff like that?
He wishes me a happy birthday every year.
Thanks, Larry.
August 6th.
Yeah, same here. Never I've even fucking friend. Spoke to me on a PM.
August 6th, 1974 is when you were born, Sav. I know.
See?
That's pretty crazy.
He doesn't care enough to write.
He's right, isn't he?
Yeah.
Of course.
I bet you don't know mine.
January 25th.
Fucking hell. So, Larry, let me ask you this. Yeah. Have you got, like, an earpiece in with jaws going, or did you really remember my birthday?
I remembered it, man, January 25th. Remember you talking about it.
You January fucking nutcase.
He's all pissed.
That is mental. That is
what date did he talk about it?
Oh, gosh.
I'm giving you a hard time. There's, that you'd freak me out if you even made a date.
I think I probably just saw it on the calendar, now that I think about it. Although,
you should be in Vegas or something.
Larry, you'd be the most effective stalker ever.
Yeah. I know. Especially with that laugh.
That laugh just sealed the
deal.
Have
you ever seen the film The 39 Steps? You ever seen that? Well, you haven't seen it, obviously. No, you ever heard the film?
I know. I haven't checked it out yet.
Yeah. They got the man Mr. Memory at the start of it. You know,
I'll have to dip into that. And another movie that I'm talking about a lot, and I checked out a little bit of it, but at the time I wasn't all that into it. But now I think I really should check it out. Idiocracy by Mike Judge.
Oh God,
good movie.
Yeah, okay. You'd love it.
I like it.
Frightening, isn't it? Because if you look around the world today, you see that we're almost already there. You know.
We look around this podcast today, you see, we're almost there.
Man, you know what? President Camacho was the only good thing about that movie.
I liked it. B plus,
all the way around.
So, Larry, what are you doing with yourself these days?
Got a fleshlight.
Oh, and we also, I had to all answer honestly. You ever used a fleshlight?
No, I have not.
Tell Bubba to get you one.
they have those.
Use it on
you. They have those. They have those, oddly enough. They have them. At the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? If they haven't been used, send one my way.
I think they clean it out.
That doesn't count.
That makes it all better. Send it on over then.
Yeah, it's clean. The blind guy says they cleaned it. Sure, I'll fuck it.
That changes everything.
Yep.
Come out, your dick looks like a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, so let me ask you guys this. Would any of you guys pay to see one of Charlie Sheen's live shows? I wouldn't.
No, not a penny.
Taco Toe went last night, I think.
Yeah, Taco Toe just went. And I tried to bait her, if you notice, in the thread. I said, how much did tickets cost? And I'm just waiting for her just to admit.
You don't want to use the word bait in that.
No.
Way after we've just been talking about Idiocracy.
So has anything really big been going on over there? Because I haven't checked it out. I've
over where?
Over at the site, has like anything what like site? Really big happened or
which
no,
site?
SFJ, man.
Oh.
Yeah, that place.
Lots of big stuff every day. I gained 20 pounds. A long time ago, like back in the old days, I started a thread called the Other SFJs, and I put up links to all the other sites that either had SFJ as an acronym or were just like SFJ and it stood for something else like SFJ.net. Mm. And it really got a lot of hits. It generated a lot of interest.
Mm. Well, you should revitalize that, because that sounds like something I can pimp on Twitter big time. I know you're not a big fan of the Twitter, Sav, but
it's Twitter and music.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love it, man. I love Twitter.
Okay. Here's a hypothetical
Get
question.
Get it out, Larry. Yeah, come on.
Let's say you had to have sex with either Lady Gaga or Kesha.
Kesha, by a mile.
Okay. I don't know, man. I've heard she's really like
she's a total skank, man. But I did it.
Dude, I'd do Kesha in a heartbeat. I'd fucking hate to.
Nobody here would pick Lady Gaga.
I totally do Lady Gaga too.
Well, she's not that pretty natural. When she's in her normal hair with the get-ups and all that, forget it.
when she's not coming in. When she's not walking in saying like a gigantic egg or walking in as like, you know, walking with like a big meat suit, right?
I don't know. I could probably dig that.
raw meat, though. I don't think you'd want that, man.
Yes, I don't know. Remember, he's the fat guy on the side.
That sounds pretty hot.
Gosh. So, yeah, so let's see. What the fuck else have we got? Oh, yeah.
Hey, language.
No,
yeah, we have a clean podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't count when we cuss, but you don't look blue.
I'm an outsider, so I guess that means I'm kind of blue, huh?
Although, you don't even know what blue is.
Yeah, I do. It's a color.
It's a color.
Lasko's like, oh gosh, man. Yeah, are you ever thinking of coming down to Florida at all, Belasco, or no dice?
Not after this call.
I don't see this. I blame you, because I remember, like, in July of 08, man, you know, something all set up, ready to go, and then you messaged, you know, and then you said, hey, listen, man, I was in the emergency room. I can't do it, man.
Mm. You might remember around that sort of time is when you stopped posting on SFJ.
Yeah.
Lawrence.
Yeah. Yeah, I ran off. But
did you really?
Is that what
you left over?
Well, yeah, and it better things to go on to.
I'm in the fetal position. Oh, God.
I am, too, for different reasons.
All right. Settle down, Sav.
Hey, Larry, how many followers you got now on Twitter?
I have...
He knows it right now, the number. Watch.
No joke, I got, like, 946.
Is that it? I thought you had more than that.
No, I got 946, which is, you know.
Mm. 946 too many?
90% of Bubba's listeners don't own a computer.
Facts.
Actually, they do. You know, they're on radio.
Dude, it's a joke. You dumb fuck. Come on.
I know.
Actually, they do.
How many listeners you got to your podcast, Lawrence?
Thank you.
Where's he gone?
Thank you.
That's dad. Okay. Get some late breaking news coming in.
Anyway.
Late breaking news flash.
Okay, hey, have you ever talked to anybody in the Bubba crew or in the Bubba Nation about your former life at Sweet Feathery and basically how shitty we treated you?
the only time SFJ was mentioned on the show was May 25th, 2010.
Jesus.
And he said it wrong. He got the name wrong.
Oh, so you fucked that up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He fucking called it Sweet. It was all wrong.
So they're all,
man, that was way off.
Going to some porn site, basically, because of you. They didn't even get to the right site.
They
played the risky business.
Yep, and then the chocolate rain video, and then that prompted me to, yeah, I'll pull my fake eye out, and they're like, okay, hold on, let's.
Wow.
Yep. They were kind of freaking out, but after all was said and done, they were like, hey man, thanks for coming in. Like, not a problem, guys. Yeah, I have a lot of fun while I'm there. As a matter of fact, I think
love the detail.
Oh, yes. Oh boy. You know, I
shot at Josh. Was good value for money, wasn't he?
Yeah, no shit. That guy was.
Hey,
awesome.
How's that? The webcam and headset that we bought you working? Is that still going?
Mostly that I bought. Yeah, you fucker. I sent in like $150 or something.
Oh, good times, man.
You still use
the backup? You know, I have it as a backup because of.
It's probably better than what I use today.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah,
you didn't get it from some religious guy.
That one, I dropped the steak knife into accident.
He knows all about what happened to her.
What's the Swede doing now?
The Swede.
The Swede. Who remembers that guy? The Swede.
Yeah. Hey, everything would be all right for Henry if the Swede was still around.
I know.
This is just going to be for us.
That poor guy.
What happened? Really happened to the Swede? Did the Swede end up dying?
Yep. That's a sad story, too.
Damn.
Yeah, basically, when you leave Sweet Feathery, that's your death warrant. You're signing your death warrant. I'm surprised you're still around, Larry.
I've snuck by, I guess you could say. But I remember Boyd. Boyd was a pretty cool cat.
He's good. He's the only one who still does Photoshops.
Yeah, that's true. He is the only one who bothers to break it out anymore, and we should all be ashamed.
Well, Beans Absolutely. Has been posting like crazy.
Yeah, Franks and Beans is back. That's Woo-hoo. Always a good thing for the site.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a bitchin' podcast to have Beans on there.
I've asked him.
Still, I have to.
He's thrown a maybe out there.
That's what when, I
am. Thrown a baby out
please,
there.
Please do not leave me out of any podcast of Beans. Absolutely. Please.
Yeah. When I had the Nintendo DS and we played Mario Kart online and Beans played, I still can't believe that actually happened. You know, I think I said that it was like playing Pac-Man with Jesus.
Yeah. Lawrence, you got anything interesting?
No. Let's see. Not sure if these other guys know, but earlier this year, we abruptly and unfortunately had to say goodbye to Freckles. You guys remember Freckles, right?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Actually, well, I already heard it.
Yeah. Never mind, but at least you had the hole ready for him.
Jesus
Christ. I am isolating that. God, I'm going to isolate
We got
that.
Him cremated, actually. We got him cremated. He's sitting up on the...
You didn't need quite as big a hole as you thought.
No.
Something's got to go
use
in
a garden
there.
Spade.
I bet the flowers would grow really good right over that spot now, huh? The
grass. Yeah, they have freckles.
Oh,
what's that?
That depleted your steady diet of dog shit, man. What are you gonna do now?
God, Lord, man, we got to make Larry laugh more.
Christ,
holy shit.
Right now, I got the Xbox 360 fired up. I'm going to play a little GTA Liberty City.
How do you do that?
Yes, no shit. I can't play.
Use
that.
Use the force, Larry.
How do you do that? Can you at least explain some of the dynamics without telling us nothing? Tell us something substantial.
Basically, I just follow the sound. I'm not sure if that helps,
what
but
does that mean?
Just mean you get closer to your telly, wouldn't it?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I do. You know, I push my face right up into the TV. I don't know why I do it, but I've been doing it for years. I don't know why, but you know, I've kind of figured out a little bit of the lay of the land in that thing, and basically, I just run out the door, and you know, I jack someone's car, and then I run some guy over.
How do you find the fucking car? I mean, how do you do? I can't hardly play this game, and I've got 20/20 vision.
Spends 10 hours trying to drive through a wall.
This is fascinating to me.
I ain't be Dominican coming through, motherfucker.
Well, that's cruel.
Do you have any sight at all? Is it just light
light perception, basically? Like if you were to say I'm wearing a yellow shirt with blue jeans and white shoes, I'd be able to picture that. But if you were to say, hey, you know, describe what I look like, I probably couldn't even begin to do that.
Oh, so you can see some colors.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know,
you could only see light.
Okay. Yeah, yep, light perception.
You told me no colors, just light.
Oh, come on.
Which is it?
Yeah,
you can't. You can see if I held a red shirt and a yellow shirt, you could point and say, I see him.
Have you been conning us for 5 years?
I reckon he's been conning everyone for the whole of his life.
Yeah, because remember, he used to think he wasn't blind.
I know. Yeah. We were right.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I remember that whole thing.
Looks like we were right.
I know it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, that's the ongoing thing in the family. It's like, oh, see, Rudy just said, he just said, I see you. That means he's not blind.
Well, Stevie Wonder, if you listen to all his like 70s output, he talks about seeing things all the time in his songs.
Yeah.
You know, so that's no indication. But yeah, knowing what I do about Larry, I would say that there's a good probability that he's just conning everyone and he's got 20/20 vision. Yeah. And the least he could get out of it is a shag from the prostitute.
Your pretend disability to get laid.
Yes, Sam.
No, don't encourage that.
I say yes.
one time on the
just remember, Larry, the longer you wait, you're going to be like that dude in Scary Movie where you're going to finally get some and you're just going to just launch her up into the ceiling in a giant river of cum.
Sam's favorite film of all time, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Scary Movie.
Hang on. If I may say something, I'm a little concerned that my life may end up being like that movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
We can only hope.
Bay?
Listen, Larry.
How old are you now, Larry?
You're doing the right thing. I've told you.
No,
this.
Bullshit.
The longer you hold on to that virginity, to the more valuable it gets, and the better your choices become.
The more
it becomes valuable, and the girls want it.
Sav,
this
Larry
is the guy
be...
that wanted to pay to get, hire you a hooker at one point. That's the same guy giving you this advice now.
Hold out, man. That's what I'm telling you.
Should get laid by a prostitute, right?
Hold out as long as possible.
Where's Dr. Pete on?
I'm right here.
Larry should get laid by a prostitute, right?
Yes.
Yep. Bubba's
yes, maybe he'll stop laughing at like Pepe Le Pew.
Sav, back me up on this. That's
no, right? Dude, I've got your back. 100%.
Absolutely. So, 3-1, Larry, get it done.
You're doing the right thing, man.
They did offer me up that one woman, Naughty Alicia, but I turned her down. I'm like, no thanks, man. The milk thing. No,
smart boy.
Right. She was all right.
Smart boy. Keep doing that.
I'm telling you, you're gonna blow the head right off your penis if you wait. The longer you wait, it's gonna be like a fucking bottle rocket.
Well, it's not like he's never having an orgasm. I mean, it's just not fucking a woman.
That Naughty Alicia would have been a bit like chucking a sausage up an alley.
Goddamn iPod.
She was all right. She was all right. Just, you know, get out of the way.
No, I'm getting mid signals over here, man.
Hold out.
Well, we don't necessarily agree on everything.
All right.
Hold out, bro.
All right.
It can only get better.
Has St. Jimmy gotten laid?
No, he has not.
So he needs to hold out, too. That's the strategy here.
I thought St. Jimmy was fucking guys, or was he just making that up?
Well, he says he's bisexual, but yet he's never had sex, so I don't know how you can make that statement.
It's kind of like saying you're a thief when you've never stolen anything.
Right.
Because you would.
Is he still wearing the diapers?
No, he's gotten out of that phase.
Okay. The hugging, no, he's still into that.
Of course.
No, not as much. Yeah,
the hugging.
Oh God!
No, he hasn't done that in a while. Although I will say that one time on the Bubba show, they did have one of their guys trying to fake blindness, didn't work out so well.
Not as well as when you do it.
Yeah.
When it works out beautifully.
And that will do it for the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. I'm your host, Belasco. You can email me, Belasco@SweetFeatheryJesus.com. And Sweet Feathery Jesus is on Twitter. Just follow us, sfj.com. That's sfjdotcom. We'd love to have you follow us. And we're also on Facebook. Be our friend there, facebook.com/SweetFeatheryJesus. Want to give a big thank you to Booze and Dr. P for being my co-hosts time and time again and making this show so much fun to do. Also, special thanks to the Sav for coming on and taking the time to defend that awful piece of shit movie Battle Los Angeles. I want to thank Larry as well for calling in unexpectedly and almost ruining the show. You can hear more of Larry on the Bubba the Love Sponge show if you have any interest in that whatsoever. And in the meantime, come and join us at the SweetFeatheryJesus.com message board. We've got tons of stuff to discuss, from video games to more movies to music to Phil Hendry to other podcasts and the Big Three. And I've talked enough. Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
A man with a pussy.